Craig is recording.
Fucking Craig.
Oh man.
Craig the tech.
Craig the squirrel tech.
He's our producer.
We have a producer now that happens to be a bot.
He's like our Carl Pilkington.
Yeah, whoever that is.
From the Ricky Gervais podcast. He was like an idiot abroad and all that shit.
Is that the guy? Oh no, that's
the bald guy. Not Stephen Merchant, the other guy.
Yeah. I know who Stephen Merchant is. He was in freaking X-Men. Yeah, or Logan, too. I mean.
Oh, was he? I still haven't seen it.
He was like the ridiculously albino guy.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like a real thing. I don't know. Yeah.
He's tall. Very tall.
Yeah. Taller than Hugh Jackman, who also I think is like super tall.
Hugh Ackman.
What's an Ackman?
I don't know, but they're huge. This particular one.
Wasn't that an animation studio? No, it was Aardman.
Aardman, yeah. Megan watches Live with Kelly, and Hugh Jackman was on the other day, and he had like a bandage on his nose, and I guess he's had like a couple like skin cancer scares and like actual like diagnoses.
Yeah. That sucks. He's like, stay out of the sun, man. It's not worth it.
That's what he said. He said something like, you know, it's just not like sunscreen isn't that prevalent there. Like nobody as a kid told him, you know, oh, put this on your face there.
Yeah. I've never seen an Australian that'd be like, I like sunscreen. In fact, I don't know that they sell it there.
Yeah, who knows? They don't sell
anything. I'm going to make a broad statement and say they don't market sunscreen to Australia.
We should get on that.
Have you ever seen a pale Australian?
Well, maybe they fucked up and said it's sunscreen for down under.
So they have really protected scrotal area.
Yo, that is the whitest dick I've ever seen.
It's supposed to be pink, man.
Everything else is skin cancer.
Skin cancer and white penises. That's Australia for you.
Their nether yaya is good to go.
Well, there goes our sponsorship for Banana Republic or whatever the fuck that stupid shit is.
And that is store.
Maybe. Maybe they sell sunscreen too.
They should. Now. I'll get on that.
Yeah. What is it? What is it called? It's banana something.
Banana boat.
Banana boat. Man, banana boat, banana republic. It's all the same shit.
Boats, republics, they're all founded on the same principles.
Yeah. Yeah. You get on a boat, you go establish the republic.
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Oh, intro, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Ta-da! I'm back, motherfucker.
Oh, wait, I was supposed to leave more space so that when I was going through it, I'd be like, oh, there's the large lull. Editing problems.
Lull, lull, lull.
Not that I spend a lot of time editing this thing, but, you know.
No. That would defeat the purpose, I think.
Right? You're not supposed to.
No.
I like those crazy, stupid jump cut videos on YouTube that are really popular for some reason.
I know, right?
Does this person have Tourette's?
Maybe, yeah.
That shitty impression actually reminded me of something I was going to talk about earlier. We went to a curry place called Hurry Curry. And of course, it was pretty fast. Oh, but...
Hurry Curry?
Yeah.
Hey!
Exactly.
Do you want the masala? Chicken tikka? Throw it outside. Ball what?
Is 100% what I was thinking.
That made me cry a little bit.
If I was a masala, I would eat myself.
Cubs win. I'd try the eggplant.
Hey, man, you know what eggplant stands for?
Delicious.
How does that... So are we supposed to actually have purple penises?
I don't know. It's like eggplant volcano eruption. That's all I care about.
It's Speaking of purple penises, what was with the freaking Max Sabbath band the other night?
Oh, that was legit, man. So they're the pioneers of fast food metal or drive-through metal. Drive-through metal.
Okay.
And so it's basically, it's Black Sabbath music, but with like food lyrics to the
Sabbaths. Wow.
And then they can't be like actual representations of those people. So they like, you know, like a Mayor McCheese has like horns and shit. And Grimace had like crazy eyes and a hat, where Mayor McCheese didn't have a hat. But you had mentioned like in a text message, like, wow, those costumes look hot.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy the way they did it. Like I was lucky enough to be backstage when they're putting on their costumes, and I don't want to give away their secrets, but they had like a frame system that he strapped to his back on the Mayor McCheese, and it had two big rails that went over like high up over his head. And he put those into the mask or like the head. And so the head wasn't even touching him. And he could actually look down and see like how he was playing. And it was crazy. He actually put the guitar on after he had the head on. He had like space to slip it over his head inside that rig, so he could just put the guitar on normal.
So it's like a whole thing.
Yeah. Grimace's was like a full actual over the body costume. And like his hands were sticking out. I think there was like obviously space for him to see.
Damn.
But it was legit, man. Like they were a lot of fun. Metalachi played with them, who's always a good time.
Nice. Yeah, those guys were funny.
We're actually playing with them in July at the Whiskey again.
Nice.
Very nice.
It's a plug. Gotta do the plugs.
It was a lot of fun. They put on a good show. Everybody seemed to have a really good time, and they're just like goofy as shit. And like the names that they had for other bands, like they were like, you know, like they're Max Sabbath.
Yeah.
And then like, they would come up with some for like other bands, like, what was the, oh my God. Dairy Queensryche. God, they just had so many, and we were all just fucking dying laughing because he just kept going, and like he's like, usually we have to play with bands like this and like that, and oh my God, I wish I could remember more of them. But he just kept going, and they were so fucking good. Like they made so much sense.
Wow.
Yeah, good on him. And he did like the Aussie character the whole time, like the British type thing.
Oh my God.
They were from Birmingham Burger, England.
Nice.
But yeah, super good show. Super nice guys.
Did that other band that was supposed to be on the tour play too?
Fucking Oakley Doakley. This was the only show they didn't play.
What the hell?
The all Ned Flanders metal band.
Too fucking good for San Diego, huh?
I don't know if Parks and Rec was fucking with me, and I don't know if the Bobby Knight Rangers are a real band, but if they are, I hope we can get them in San Diego.
I have to assume that if it wasn't before, it is now.
You would think so.
Yeah. Oh, shit. So what are you drinking?
I'm actually on a diet, so I am drinking vodka soda with lime.
I was like, just vodka. That's a good diet.
It works also.
Yeah. I am drinking Brewer's Cut. It's called Buffalo Theory.
Nice. It's a good theory.
Yeah. It's got on the bottle, there's a dude riding one of those like old timey bicycles where there's like a giant front wheel and a tiny one on the back.
No. I don't remember what that's called.
I'm pretty sure it was in like Family Guy or some shit.
And I'm pretty sure it's on the same level as like the word dirigible. You know what I mean?
Yeah. With the old hoop and stick.
Yeah. Mark my words. That hoop and stick is going to be the downfall.
Exactly. No,
I think I know what you're talking about. I've seen the bottles before. They have a couple really good bottle shops here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm drinking Kirkland brand vodka, which I don't know if the rumor's true, but I heard it's Grey Goose.
I've heard that too by other alcoholics who are obsessed with vodka, who shall remain nameless. Venus Cousins. It's okay.
American sake. Well, it's French, but fuck them.
Yeah, they're not gonna listen to this.
They might. They should.
Yeah, they should. What the hell was I lying about?
Kirkland.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I heard that was it probably is.
Well, like, and then I guess depending on where you are, because I mean I honestly don't know how far east Costco goes, because I know they have them in like Hawaii, but
that's not depending east.
I know they have them on the west coast is what I meant. But my understanding, like, and I've seen it, like some of their beers, like they have the Kirkland brand beers, a lot of them are Gordon Biersch here on the west coast.
Yeah.
But I understand, like, the further east you go, I don't know how far Costco goes, that it becomes different breweries.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. So then you can just market it however you want or brand it however you want.
Yeah, they just put Kirkland brand, but they always have to put the, you know, the name of the people on the back or the brewery.
I had this Russian teacher. He's like, don't ever trust any of these like Russian liquor stores around here, because all they do is they'll take like expensive bottles of vodka and then just put Smirnoff in it and then sell it to people.
That's awesome.
He's like, Americans don't know the difference. I know different. I say, what is this bullshit?
That's legit. I bought some the other day from the store. It's like $10. I just looking for vodka, and I was like, oh, this one has a G on it. I'll take it.
It's got a G on it.
It was like fucking American vodka. It was 5 times distilled. I was like, how shitty of vodka did you get? They had to distill it 5 fucking times.
These are very old potatoes.
Yeah, I was like, they must be fucking using water from Flint or something.
Yikes. It just adds some tang to it.
Notice that odd color and the three-eyed fish swimming in it? Speaking of three-eyed fish, I was watching a commercial earlier, and it had some type of promo for The Simpsons on FX or FXX.
Oh, yeah.
You know what would be a fun tattoo, like a small, easy, fun one? Yeah. A flaming Mo.
Huh. Like the actual drink?
The pint. Yeah, like the pint with the fucking fire coming off the top, you know? Or not even the pint. It was like the cut glass, you know, like with the handle on the side.
Yeah.
But like they showed them as like a, it was like a tiled background, and I was like, that should be like a fun, easy, small tattoo that, like, you know, we could get as a group of friends.
Yeah.
Or just you and I, because fuck it, fuck the rest of them.
Exactly.
Since we don't have the stone cutter tattoo.
Ooh.
Greg. I don't
know. George. They're super proud of that.
Jeremy didn't get it, did he?
He doesn't have any tattoos.
Pusher.
This is weird.
I got in a Facebook argument with his grandpa.
Who's grandpa?
Jeremy's, I guess. Not even an argument, but like he commented something about, what are you, 5'5"? And Jeremy's like, no, I'm 5'6". And and I put, like, I remember when I was 5'6", then my dad got a job. Ooh. And then his grandpa put, I'd rather be short and smart or something like that. And I said, yeah, so would Jeremy.
Wicked burn.
Good times on other people's fucking expense.
Why are you picking out old people, man?
I don't know. Don't fuck with me on Facebook. This is my domain, son.
Is it now?
Yeah, write me a letter. You'll win at that. Send me something Morse, or like send me a telegram, or send me Morse code, because I want to be able to fucking dictate it. You're a dick. Stop. Please stop. Stop.
Please stop. Stop. You don't have to make the ch sound.
Over. I'm doing the Navy SEAL signals. I only know the Air Force signals.
Oh, yeah. Did you pick a riff of the week?
I did.
What is it?
So somebody turned me onto this album, and I think you pointed it out last time we hung out. Like, I didn't know you listened to that. And I usually don't.
John Mayer?
I always listen to that, actually.
Yeah, I know.
That's some pretty good riffage. But no, for the riff of the week this time, I picked the intro to the song Black Mammoth by Fit for an Autopsy.
Oh, yeah. Fit for an Autopsy. Not that people need to hear me searching for it, but fuck them.
They should. But no, I just really dig this riff. I mean, it's like, it's got like everything you want. It's got like that extra low riffing. It's got some, you know, really intricate sounding parts. It's got like a really nice guttural, just fucking gnarly sound. I really dig just the way it starts, even though, you know, I mean, it's just the intro guitar part, but it's a really good way to start a really fucking good song.
Nice. Thanks for spoiling it. We can play it now.
make political statements, we'll let that video make the statement.
Yeah, go watch it and then read the things and
be educated.
Actually, you know what? I'm always very annoyed whenever I'm listening to a podcast while I'm driving and they like make a reference and they're like, yeah, you should go check that out. I'm like, okay, because I'm going to remember that in an hour when I get to wherever I'm going.
Right. Hey, Siri. Oh, mine turned on.
Oh, never man. It's just getting actually kind of smart, though. The other day I was driving. So I got a new car and you can hook up your stupid fucking Android to it. And it has Spotify in it. And like you can say, you know, play whatever artist, but for some stupid reason, it only plays like the top five songs and that's it. It'll just like loop over and over and over again.
Yeah, just those ones. Like if you actually clicked on the artist on Spotify, it would show those first five first.
Yeah. And like that's all it plays. Like normally if you do it in the Spotify app, it'll play the five, but then it'll go into like, you know, the most recent album and all that shit. But it doesn't do that for whatever reason.
Nice.
But no, not nice. Fuck that. Rage. So I was like, well, maybe I can ask Google what Killswitch's last album was, and then I can just tell it to play that.
With your Pixel.
Yes, with my Pixel. But so yeah, I was like, hey, Google, what's Killswitch Engage's latest album? And it was like, Killswitch's latest album is Incarnate. I was like, holy shit.
Well, okay.
You're smarter than I thought.
But it didn't play it.
No, it required another command. I said, play Killswitch Engage Incarnate, and then that worked.
Nice.
Yeah, that's probably only interesting to me, and I'm sorry if that bored you, but...
I'm all right.
It's the future, Ben. The fucking future.
It's the future is now. I have the Amazon Echo Dot, and if I'm just like walking around doing stuff, I'll just randomly yell out songs for it to play. Like if I just want to hear, random shit.
Nice.
And as long as I speak clear enough, it generally understands what I'm talking about.
For some reason, my phone will recognize Vina's voice to unlock it, but not mine.
Nice.
Like what the fuck, man?
She might have done that on purpose.
I was the one that set it up.
Who knows?
It was like, yell at me so I know what your voice sounds like. And I did, and it doesn't listen to me.
I mean, not to sound mean, but I'm assuming somebody with her type of voice built it.
Maybe.
Unless that fucker says Made in the USA on the back.
You mean people from San Francisco?
They took our jobs. Yeah.
God damn. I mean,
that is like the largest accumulation of Asians outside of Asia in the world. Man.
Have you watched the freaking Pete Holmes special yet?
Not yet.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Is it on HBO or Netflix?
It's on HBO. It's so good.
Oh, man.
It's HBO-level comedy. It's not Netflix-level comedy.
That's good.
Quality comedy. Did you watch the Dave Chappelle one?
Yeah, I watched the one where he was at the... Palladium? Was it the Fillmore? Or the Palladium, yeah. I didn't watch all of the Austin one. I liked it. I mean, I saw a lot of people bitching about it, but I mean, it was funny. It was funny for the sake of just being funny.
Mm-hmm.
There was some good shit in there.
I think people expected him to talk more about like where he's been and what he's doing.
Yeah.
And like to have like a, you know, a stream of bits.
Like, I assume, but I mean,
it was tell good. Me, man. No, I liked it. It was good.
Yeah. People suck.
Yeah. They are the worst. They're the same reason why Amy Schumer got like one star on Netflix, because some like subreddit all clan. I'm going to say clan together, because let's just call it that.
Yeah.
They clan together and they were like, go do one star on her special on Netflix.
Yeah, now they only have a thumbs up or down.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird. Like, what the hell does an 86% match mean?
Right. You got that half of a thumb?
Yeah, right? So if I thumb this, that makes this 85%.
Right. You know who got an 85% match off my thumb? 24-Hour Fitness.
What?
Because I had glue on my thumb the last time I went in, and they said close enough.
Awesome.
Fuck them.
Oh, man. What else is going on?
Not much, man. I went to Costco the other day to get this vodka. Oh, and groceries, but whatever. Yeah.
Salmon.
I want to start a class on shopping etiquette.
Okay.
I am so fucking tired of, you know how big Costco's are. I mean, they're fucking huge. Even the aisles are big. Everything you have to buy there is big and the aisle's big. Yeah. If I'm trying to walk down one of those freezer aisles or something and somebody stops with their cart full of kids right next to the fucking sample one more time, I have the right to plow them over. And I'm going to win. All of them. I don't care how many there are. I'm going to win. I'm fucking sick of it, man. Or like just these people that like, I don't get it. I pay attention all the time, and I'm sure you do too, because you just kind of look around, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure some of your military training and just life in general, you kind of look over your shoulder, you see what's going on around you, just out of curiosity. Uh-huh. These people do not fucking realize, like, you're in the middle of Costco on a Saturday afternoon. Guess what? There's people walking behind you. So you just randomly stopping for some reason and leaving your cart right in the middle affects a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't stand it, man. I'm cool. Like, if you're going and you're passing somebody and you got to come onto my side, it's just like a car when there's a dotted line, you know, you fucking pass, you get back over. But these people, man, just no respect. I literally ran head on with some guy because he wasn't paying attention, and I just wanted to shock him more than anything because I knew he wouldn't say anything to me, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
But I went head on with carts with him and just stared at him. And he was just walking straight ahead, not even looking where he was going. Fucking some asshole in like flip flops and some cargo shorts and a shirt that didn't fit him.
Well, you just have to outrank them, right? So there's like a priority of people that are shopping and like people that have no like kids or anything are at the bottom. And then above them is like the people with the cart with the 10,000 kids. And then above them is the people in the little motorized scooters.
Yeah, you're last. So,
no, you're first, man. You just run first through everybody. Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, you're lower to the ground.
Yeah, they don't stop for shit, man. Have you ever been to a Walmart where there's just like a freaking group of those little motorized scooters running around? They don't give a crap. Walmart's
different. That's just NASCAR.
All right.
They're making a left turn.
All I'm just saying is you just need to move up the totem pole one rank.
I guess. But just get out of my way. Like, realize that you have six kids and you're holding them and putting them in the cart in every manner possible, and that I don't, and I'm faster than you.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, half those kids aren't going to do shit anyway. I don't mind taking them out. I mean, statistically, they're not, half of them aren't going to do anything.
You should tell them that next time. Like, you know, I will.
Like, that one's a meth addict. That one fingered that one. It's just gonna go downhill from there, lady.
Cutting close to the chest.
Yeah, that one's a doctor.
He shall save us all.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, for a while. Until they invent a new disease, or the ones that we cured come back with a vengeance.
Polio. I got my money on polio.
This is gonna, I think the next Die Hard movie is gonna be him fighting cancer.
Right.
Die Hard with chemotherapy.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother bee.
Oh, flat, man.
Flat line. That's the flat line. They didn't censor him.
I would hope not, unless it's playing on TNT on a Saturday afternoon.
Which generally happens.
Mother trucker.
I was watching something the other day, and I feel like they censored a line in Harry Potter. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Well, they changed the name from, the British name for the first book is Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, yeah, the Sorcerer's Stone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like I was watching it, and like it was just like a normal phrase that I feel like English people would use, and they
Bollocks? Was it Bollocks? It was probably Bollocks. Something.
Like one of those things, you know what I mean? And it was just like they had to change it.
Who's like gonna get you comeuppance?
The one where the lady says, you know, if the bitch has this, then the blood, and it's like that was like apparently an issue, and it's like it's that's a female dog is a bitch. You play that and you play it loud.
I still don't understand why Americans are so sensitive to curse words.
Stupid.
Like, didn't George Carlin solve this in the 70s? Why is this still a problem?
He solved a lot of things that still aren't working, so
yeah.
I don't count on them to heed his warning.
Yeah. Classic.
Oh, what do you do?
I don't know. Nothing.
That's about what I do.
You watch Real Ghostbusters reruns on Netflix?
Not yet.
No, that's what you do.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm cool with that. Something that everybody should do.
Freaking Uncle Joey from Full House does the voice for Peter Venkman in that show.
John Stamos?
No, the other one. The Don Cool Uncle.
I don't think he was Joey, was he?
Pretty sure. Jesse was the cool one.
Oh, Jesse, yeah. No, you're thinking of the Canadian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget his name. Dave something.
Yeah, Dave Stamos.
Not Dave Stamos.
Is it not? Dave.
He was the host of, like, America's not funniest home videos, like one of those.
Yeah, whatever. Dave.
The one with the jackalope.
Dave, French last name. He's not French. He's from Michigan.
I thought he was Canadian.
Or French. But whatever. He's from Michigan. French, Canadian, name? Michigan. Coulier?
Yeah, Dave Coulier, yeah.
Coulier? Yeah,
he hosted that, like, America's Funniest Home Videos type show with Daisy Fuentes.
Who the hell is Daisy Fuentes?
Fuentes. She was, like, the fucking MTV chick. She was hot.
I don't know these people.
Fuentes. She was, like, giving little kids boners and shit back in the day.
Yeah. Cuban. Born in Havana.
Yo, I'm Cuban B. Yes.
Damn.
Cuban B.
She was married to Richard Marx. That's or nice. Is married to Richard Marx.
Is he one of the Marx brothers?
It doesn't look like it.
Debatable. He doesn't have a blue Wikipedia link.
He's not been verified on Twitter. He's an American adult. How important
could he be?
I don't know. I'm not looking at his. Well, he's playing in Lemoore, California, in case you want to go see him perform.
You know, I'm busy that day.
Hey, man, he has sold over 30 million records.
Tight.
Yeah.
So have a lot of other people that I'll go see.
In case you're wondering.
Oh, man. 3 million. I mean, that's pretty good. Not in old time standards, but like modern.
Yeah. Aw, I lied. He is confirmed on Twitter.
Oh.
He was hanging out with the Good Charlotte Boys in Germany 2 hours ago.
When we were driving to the airport a couple weeks ago, one of the twins from Good Charlotte was next to us on the freeway driving a Range Rover.
What?
Yeah. Megan's like, Anthony is like, what? She was like, is that the guy from Good Charlotte? And I look over and he looked at me and he like nodded and I was like, yes, it is. It was I think it's the one that's married to Cameron Diaz.
Wow.
A couple of my buddies are like roadies for them.
Huh.
Like previously.
I didn't know that they were still around.
Yeah, that's actually like that era of music is very, very popular right now. I mean, fuck, Breaking Benjamin is selling out like House of Blueses and shit like that, which doesn't sound that big, but I mean, that's, you know, upwards of 1,000 people sometimes.
Hmm. Yeah, but I feel like Breaking Benjamin is more, I don't know, just like a regular alternative. Good Charlotte was pretty specific about what they were trying to do, whatever that was.
It's just that era, pop punk and that kind of, I wouldn't call Breaking Benjamin metal, whatever the fuck they were.
Alt rock?
Even Shinedown's touring. They were here in San Diego on Monday at the House of Blues. I didn't go. Because I have a life and shit.
Yeah.
But I have some friends that went, and they said it was really good. So they said there was a mosh pit. I was like, who the fuck?
Shine Down?
And I'm staring down the barrel. Oh, circle pit. Huh. Sometimes goodbye is a second pit.
Second pit.
I was just like, I mean, I've always said it. This is my rule. And it applies to all types of music, but like it's the theory. People who mosh pit at Metallica concerts are fucking assholes. Like, do you know how much all of us paid to be here? Just fucking stand there and enjoy the fucking show.
Oh, man.
I saw him at the Palladium, and it was just like, stop shoving me. Like, I know how much you paid. You know how much I paid. Just fucking stand there and let me enjoy this for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I suppose there's some bands that I want to actually listen to.
I mean, like, if you mosh pit to AC/DC, one, you're probably wearing an Ed Hardy shirt or something, but, like, you should just be fucking shot. Just fucking stand there and watch these old-ass people fucking rock. Headbang or something, sure, but don't fucking mosh to AC/DC.
I don't know. I've only ever seen those larger bands at, like, festivals and shit, so.
Were people moshing?
To be honest, there was like 100,000 people, so probably.
Fuck them. Those are assholes. So there was at least a couple assholes in that whole crowd.
You're a bitch. I don't think so.
And that's coming from somebody who has some experience now. So just don't fucking do it.
I think you should do it.
Don't mosh for cover or tribute bands. It's even worse. You're an even bigger dick because you wouldn't pay to go see the real one.
Oh, it's tribute band. Yeah, hey, man. Sometimes you just gotta hit stuff.
Yeah, I think there's a song about that. It's called Break Stuff.
Yeah.
And if you listen to it, you're a dick too. So there's a lot going on there.
Hey, you got to throw in some Limp Bizkit every once in a while.
We were talking to my buddy the other day, and somebody brought up Limp Bizkit. And he like showed us all these pictures and told us all these stories. Like he went golfing for some charity event, I think. And his partner that day was Fred Durst.
What?
Yeah. And we were just like, what? And he's like, yeah, nice guy. I was like, okay. What the? You and Fred Durst. Just golfing away.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, it's like a requirement. As soon as you make, there's like a threshold of amount that you make, you have to start playing golf.
I think so. And I'm sure it's probably relaxing for those guys.
Probably. I wonder if he was wearing a stupid hat.
Probably. I feel like you either surf or golf or like, you know, one of those types of things or do yoga, which we should probably all do anyway.
Nah, it's bad for your something.
Helps you poop.
I do like pooping.
So does the Squatty Potty. Let's get a Squatty Potty sponsorship.
Oh, I wish. I have one. I can't poop anywhere else now. It kind of ruined me.
I don't like pooping anywhere other than I have a Squatty Potty. So if anybody's listening or if we can send this to them, Squatty Potty is the middle side top-wise approved.
Yeah. Put a stamp on it.
Dude, I love that fucking thing.
Right?
I can't. Like, I look forward to it. Like, I wake up in the morning and I don't drink coffee anymore because it fucks up my throat and I have acid reflux. But it's just like, I look forward to that shit. Like, yeah, Squatty Potty. And I mean, nothing's changed. I'm still at high school levels. I'll clog every toilet. But now it comes out easier.
Yeah. It's easier on your body. It's just not easier on the piping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someday. I don't know. Craig.
Yeah, we're good. Yep. I got a thumbs up.
Bye. You got a thumbs up. In case anybody was wondering, Craig is, all three of you that listen to this. He's our mom.
Let's be honest, my mom's never made it this far into one of our podcasts.
Yeah, it's for a specific audience, which I think
mom, consists of. If you make it this far, send me a text message and I will put you in a good home. Otherwise, you're going somewhere off in division.
Incentives.
And Jared knows you don't want to go anywhere off in division.
Yeah, no. Ew, division.
Yeah, no, we're talking like Avenue I in division.
Yikes.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's a good place.
Good people. Good people. you're only 2 miles away, 2.5 miles away from an In-N-Out.
It's like the first In-N-Out that I ever went to.
Right? I think it's first In-N-Out most ever? Of us ever went to.
Ever?
I think it's the only one in Lancaster. I mean, I know there's one in Palmdale, but fuck Palmdale.
Oh, yeah, because I think the closest one is like Santa Clarita or something.
Probably.
This is important stuff.
In-N-Out's very important.
Yeah. It's actually kind of crazy how far that it's stretched now.
I know there's a lot, and like now everybody knows about it. I mean, I know a bunch of bands that's like, you come to California and you get In-N-Out and good Mexican food. That's it, and sushi maybe. You can get that in other places, I assume. Yeah.
Location finder. I want to know because it's probably expanded since the last time I looked. I'm gonna zoom out of this bitch. Ooh. Oh my god, there are so many.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's like a super In-N-Out in Stockton that I want to go to. It's like their headquarters or something.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't want to stop in Stockton.
I mean, they're in Arizona, Nevada now.
Yeah, they made it all the way to Texas a couple years ago. I don't know how much further they made it.
I hope they don't go much further than that because I want them to stay the way they are with like their own farms and.
Yeah, a little bit of Jesus on the cup.
Yeah, I'll take a little bit of Jesus for some badass fucking burgers.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's like 15 in Dallas now.
You know what I don't like? And I haven't tried everything, so I guess I shouldn't completely judge. Not a big fan of Sonic.
Really?
There's a bunch of them here now. Or I shouldn't say a bunch. There's a few here in San Diego now. But... They're always nasty, and I'll do the drive-through, and I guess they just don't assume most people aren't my height and can see into the fucking drive-through. But they're always fucking disgusting inside of these kids on roller skates, and
yeah,
ugh. I mean, I've never once gotten my order right. I've probably been 10, 12 times now since they've been in San Diego for a few years. Never once gotten my order right when I came to the window. They're like, "Did you order this?" No, this? No. It's like, how many fucking people are behind? There's two cars behind me. You just named off four orders. Like, come on.
We're not used to you driving types.
Right? And my brother and I would just go for the shakes. You know, they do like the half price shakes after some fucking hour or something like that. Uh-huh. And we would go for the shakes and we'd get two or three shakes and they couldn't get our order right.
That's pretty intense.
Like, they'd be like, did you order this combo? No, I had three shakes. What about this combo? I had three shakes. Like, I flat out just told you what my order was. Like, scroll through or pick up the receipts, whatever it is you have to do. Step up your game.
You're very angry at fast food.
Yeah, very angry. You know what really pisses me off about fast food? Have you ever been, like, even in and out of one of those places and you're standing in line ordering and somebody needs let's face it, ranch, white people. And they'll right. come up and start talking to the person in the middle of you ordering. Like, excuse me, can I get some ranch? And you're like, really? Because I'm fucking standing here about to order a sandwich. Like, your dumbass forgot to get ranch when you were up here. So, you know, eat a dick.
You're supposed to bring your ranch with you, man.
Amateurs. Like ketchup, whatever it is. It's like you couldn't have waited until I was done ordering. You had to walk up because you were too fucking stupid to remember when you were standing up here earlier or when you came and picked up your food or whatever or when they brought it to you, you didn't ask. I hate that. I'll be like right in the middle, like, yeah, let me get a number 7 with, excuse me. Like what? Because you placed your order 4 minutes before me. Now you're more important.
Uh-huh. Order precedence. Well,
they already have my money.
Which makes you less important because now they don't care about you.
Yeah, no, I'll fucking, yeah, you're done.
This conversation is over.
I will eat you. I hate people.
Yeah.
More and more every day.
I'm getting that vibe.
Yeah.
It's bad. You already look like a cabin-born mountain man. Maybe you should just do that.
I might. They got In-N-Out up there?
Yeah, sure. I got an outs everywhere, man.
Tight. I'm in.
Oh, fuck. Rogue One came out yesterday.
That's good.
Have you seen it?
I saw it in theaters.
Nice.
Opening day?
I saw it Three times, I think.
I got a Death Star that holds my popcorn.
Amazing.
And then Megan, though they gave them to me because I, let's face it, I ordered it, but it was like Death Trooper 3D glasses.
Oh, man.
Do not fit my head.
Nothing fits your head.
No, they fit Megan okay, so she got to wear them. They were nice too because they like wrapped around. Oh, or like, wow. You know, the ones they give you are like the Ray-Bans were like just perfectly flat. Like, cause you know how everybody views with their flat faces.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see part of the floor, a little bit of the wall.
Can we like give up on 3D already?
Yeah, or at least let me sit in it. Like, you know those hair curler things?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, the ones they sit and they pull the thing over. Get one of those that's a 3D lens. Like, I know you have to be left eye, right eye, whatever. But, like, get one of those that just goes over my head so I can see, like, full immersion. I want to be able to, like, look around 360. Oh, look at this. This is what I paid $6 extra for.
Uh-huh.
Instead, I have to wear a pair of dirty-ass sunglasses.
Oh, they rub them down. I'm all right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. They put them in a new bag. Maybe vacuum sealing kills all germs. I just didn't read about it.
Except for those little bears.
Jesus.
Water bears.
What are those water bears.
That's probably not even close to the right name. Ah, it's tardigrade.
So close adorable. Enough.
No, they're called water bears or space bears or pudgy wudgies or moss piglets.
Oh, moss piglets. Now I remember.
Yeah, that brings it in.
That one.
It can survive in space.
Moss piglets in space.
Uh-huh. So my microphone has like an echo volume knob. I'm going to turn it up and I want to see what happens. What does it sound
like? Holy shit. Can you hear that?
No.
You can't hear that?
No.
It is like a ridiculous amount of echo. Turn it back up all the way where you had it.
In space.
That's legit.
What,
I don't have that button.
Why the hell? Why is that a knob?
I mean, that's cool if there's like, if you're talking over music, like that's what we do. Like we put a little bit of reverb or delay like on vocals, but, like over music, but not fucking, it's a cool effect. Cause like if you're talking, you could just throw that on. Like, shoot. Do it in the middle of something serious. Be like, Anthony, your grandma died. Do it.
Anthony, I just want you to know your grandmother is dead.
You sound like Superman's dad.
Now listen here, Kal-El.
Welcome to the Fortress of Solitude.
Kal-El. This is your father, Kal-El.
Dude, listen back to it. It's legit.
That's
some gnarly fucking echo.
Oh, I'm so mad. No, because I can only hear your input. I can't hear mine.
Wait till you listen back to that, because that's legit. Fast forward to almost an hour in.
Oh, shit. Has it been an hour?
I don't know. We started recording at like 5:17 Pacific Standard Time. No, it's 6:08.
Like all good things, you save the best for last. So I guess that was our best.
I guess.
Oh, man. So this has been fun.
It has. And see. I have to say it, and I'm very sad to say it, but unfortunately, rest in peace, Don Rickles.
Yeah, saw that. I mean,
that's a real fucking bummer for me.
He was like 100 years old, but
he was 90, but close. But goddamn, that guy was fucking funny, man. If three of you haven't ever heard Don Rickles stand up or seen anything he's done, go listen to it because it's worth it. That guy literally still, I watched a couple things today. He has a special on Netflix called Mr. Warmth. He literally makes me laugh like nobody in the world ever has. Not Robin Williams, not George Carlin. There's just something about the way he does comedy because it's so inappropriate that it just fucking gets me every time.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's called Mr. Warmth.
Hmm.
The Don Rickles story or something.
I can't believe that hasn't popped up in like in my recommended or what.
Oh, well, it's like 23%.
Probably. Stupid Netflix doesn't know me.
Well, hopefully Craig's ready to stop recording.
Oh, Craig.
Craig.
I like the command. Leave.
Craig, go away now.
Craig, leave.